On January 8, 1981, a woman sat down in Caracas, Venezuela, and began writing a letter to a dying old man she could not reach. She had no plan to write a novel. She had no publisher, no contract, no literary ambitions on paper. What she had was grief, distance, and a grandfather in Chile she would never see again. That woman was Isabel Allende, and that letter became one of the most celebrated novels in Latin American literary history. The fact that a private act of mourning could transform into a global phenomenon tells you something essential about how Allende works and why her story matters. To understand where that letter came from, Julita, you need to go back to the beginning. Allende was born in Lima, Peru, on August 2, 1942. Her father, Tomás Allende, served as Chilean ambassador to Peru. She was raised largely in Chile, absorbing the country's culture, its politics, its contradictions. Before she ever wrote fiction, she was a journalist, sharp, observant, trained to notice what others missed. She worked for the Chilean magazine Paula and contributed to the children's magazine Mampato. She worked in television. She was building a career rooted in telling true stories. Then September 11, 1973, arrived. The Chilean military coup brought General Augusto Pinochet to power and shattered the government of President Salvador Allende, who was Isabel's cousin. That family connection is not a footnote. It placed her directly inside the political catastrophe, not just as a witness, but as someone personally implicated by the new regime. Now, think of what it means to stay in a country that has just declared your family name dangerous. Allende did not flee immediately. She stayed. She helped people threatened by the new government. She transported information about human rights abuses, moving carefully through a landscape of fear. But the situation grew untenable. In 1975, she left Chile for Venezuela. That exile would last more than a decade. She found work at the Venezuelan newspaper, El Nacional, rebuilding a professional life in a country that was not hers. The key idea here is what exile does to a writer. It severs you from the physical place that made you, while leaving your imagination completely anchored there. Allende has described this tension repeatedly, the way displacement sharpens memory, the way distance makes you reconstruct a homeland in language because you cannot return to it in person. Venezuela gave her safety. Chile never left her mind. Then came the news from Caracas that her grandfather, still in Chile, was dying. He was 99 years old. She could not go to him. So she did the only thing available to her, she wrote. On January 8, 1981, she began a letter addressed directly to him, a private document meant to carry her voice across an impossible distance. Her grandfather died before he could read it, but the letter kept growing. It absorbed family history, political violence, memory, and what she would later describe as supernatural elements woven through the real. For example, the novel that emerged, The House of the Spirits, published in 1982, combines all of those threads into a multi-generational saga that is simultaneously intimate and epic. A letter to one dying man became a story for millions of readers. Remember this. Allende later began her memoir, Paula, on the exact same date, January 8th, writing again in letter form, again to someone she was losing. That date is not coincidence. It is a ritual, a deliberate return to the moment when writing became her way of refusing to let distance win. The takeaway, Julita, is this. Allende's literary voice was not born in a workshop or a university. It was forged. No, it was built out of political exile, family rupture, and the specific grief of someone who could not go home. The 1973 coup did not just displace her body. It created the conditions under which she had to reconstruct Chile in language. That reconstruction became The House of the Spirits. That novel established her as an internationally recognized writer. And the habit of turning personal loss into larger narratives about family, history, and political violence became the defining engine of everything she would write afterward. Exile, for Allende, was not an interruption of her story. It was the story's origin.